Good morning. It's 5:42 a.m. on Saturday, July 21st. And yeah, I said 5:42. I'm up a bit early this morning. And I wanted to get underway, get this thing rolling. I got actually up an hour early this morning, and I'm not quite sure exactly why, but it's okay. The draft got done yesterday for Zyphiria's Call. It's gone out to copy editors. And with any luck, I'll start recording probably on Monday. I've got some other stuff that I need to get done. I need to do some audio editing. I still haven't edited that stuff for Dan Sawyer yet. And Abby Hilton is back looking for more lines for Cowrie Catchers 4. So I'm probably going to do audio work today and tomorrow, and then start with Zyphiria's Call. By then I should have edits back. I can start on Zyphiria's Call production on Monday. There's no sense to do anything like layout, because it just, with the copy edits, it's I want to have a clean copy before I start laying out. It's not a long process, but it can be tedious, and I should soon not do it 3 or 4 times. So, there's that. I have the next book on deck. I still have Cape Grace to do. I think Tara Lee reminded me of that. I've got, for those of you who are having trouble downloading, I've got Allie looking at the Bulletproof. We'll see if we can't do something with that. I suspect we could restrict the htaccess file and do an early rewrite so that if somebody's going for TOMMW stuff, it goes through. Or going for media stuff, because technically the files aren't actually in the same directory. They're in the NathanLowell.com directory, but not in the Talking on My Morning Walk directory. So, there's that. The other thing is I didn't have to do 2 podcasts this morning. I did my last podcast for the class yesterday. So, this morning I was taking advantage of not talking by doing a little listening and trying to catch up a bit on Coverville. Dan Aykroyd turned 60 last month, and so they were doing a Coverville of a cover story of the Blues Brothers, which is kind of cool. I got about halfway through it and just shut it off so I could talk to you. So today was my official weigh-in, and I didn't lose any weight. From 2 weeks ago Saturday to today, it's exactly the same. So, okay, I can do that. I had to reset the goal and my Wii Fit, but one day at a time. The diet is still going well. I'm hitting 1,700, 1,800 calories a day. Nutrition is pretty even. So we'll see how it works out. It is, as they say, what it is. So it's a pretty morning this morning. It's dark, darker. The morning picture shows the sun wasn't even up. It was almost up, but it wasn't up by the time I left the house this morning. Preview of things to come as we get further down the well of the year here, that it'll start getting darker and darker. As the days get shorter. It'll be a while, because I am out very early this morning. My window is 6 to 7, and it's not quite 6, and I'm already almost back. So I'm running almost an hour ahead. It'll be a while before it's this dark between 6 and 7. Yeah, what am I thinking about today? Zephyr's call, certainly. I'm inordinately pleased with the way that it's come out. Copy editors should have it back to me soon. The last round of beta reader feedback has gone in. Thanks to all of you who read the early version. A lot of the stuff that you talk about got incorporated, just not the way perhaps you thought. Rebecca, the sidekick character, one of the suggestions was that she didn't really seem to fit in. She didn't really have a lot to do, and that's very true, particularly once they got aboard the ship. And so I made some changes there that give her something to do and make her much more part of the story. What else? Oh, I guess today is the 21st, so today is supposed to be Safe Fiction Day. No. Although, I'm supposed to tweet with the tag Safe Fiction, and maybe what I'll post is a few Safe Fiction. Read whatever the hell you want. Posts on Twitter today. It seems kind of, you know, in light of recent events, it seems kind of foolish, shallow. So let's see, what else am I thinking about? I want my coffee. I want my breakfast. I don't really want to record. I don't really want to work today. It's basically what it boils down to is that I just don't feel like working today. Which is exactly why I need to do it. However, there's a little bit of haze in the distance. I got up this morning, it looked clear, but now the sky is beginning to brighten a little bit more. A bit of a high thin cloud. A little bit maybe. There's definitely a smog haze to the south. Excuse me. Mm. Yesterday I did not do one thing in my diet that I was supposed to, and that's fresh fruit. Which is unusual, because usually fresh fruit is the one that I have to step on to keep from overdoing it. But yesterday I don't think I had any. I don't get to make up for it by doing it twice today, but I probably could afford a bit of orange juice this morning. That would be quite tasty. So, yeah, Cypherus Call, and then Hermit of Lammas Wood, and then Cape Grace. If I get those three out by year end, that'll be 3 books in 6 months. I won't have made my end, my goal was to do 6 books this year. Well, I'll have done 3, and 3 since mid-year. I'm cheating a little bit because there was a lot of Cypherus Call that was done before July. Well, maybe I can get a few words in the bank for the first half of 2013. I do need to spend some time next month going through the finances and figuring out what taxes I owe so I can pay the quarterlies. The quarterly taxes are funny because they don't happen quarterly. They happen on odd periods. So I've got a payment period in September. I need to make sure I make that payment. It's going to be substantial, so I want to make sure I've got enough money to cover it. Ah, gorgeous, gorgeous morning. It's really quite lovely. It's humid. It's like 50% humidity, which is ridiculous for here. But it's because yesterday was another blazing hot day. It was over 100, and of course it siphoned every bit of moisture into the air. And then as the air cooled overnight, of course, the air doesn't drop moisture as fast as it absorbs it. So the result is that the morning humidities are usually rather high. Very peaceful. Birds chirping. Quiet morning here in the neighborhood. Well, there's a dog. Tell me how much I'm lying about how quiet it is this morning. Feels good to be out and moving. I forgot to turn Endomondo on this morning, so I don't know what my pace is today, but it's right on my normal pace. I'm moving along pretty sharply. I'm not talking as much. I'm not sure quite why. Don't have a lot to say, I guess. It's that quiet period in my brain between projects. I'm kind of winding down from teaching. I've got 4 people who have to turn in a paper next Wednesday. And if anything is predictable, it will be that they will all wait until the last minute. And then four people who have to do presentations based on the paper, at least two of which will be horrendously bad, but two of which might be okay. It's nothing against the students, it's just the average. Teachers really don't know how to do presentations, particularly don't know how to do online presentations. Just one of the reasons that we have them do one. The more they do, the better practice they are, the more they know. At least one of my students has said he's going to continue using his feed reader. I honestly don't understand how anyone can keep up with what's going on without a feed reader. But the answer is, of course, they're not, because they're relying on television news. That thought takes me back to the newsroom, and that one little clip from the beginning. It's pretty powerful. Pretty amazing. The sun is just peeking up over the horizon. Some of the peaks of the roofs here are getting sunlight. Not all the way down, but just a little glinting. So motorcycle has to be 2 miles away. I can hear it shifting gears. Sun's up. Of course, this is the time that I usually take my picture, more or less. So the sun is up. It's peeking through the treetops over there. Just finished the long 4/10 of a mile eastern pass. Turning north. Here comes the lady with the old collie. Molly always looks like she's so happy to be out on the walk in the morning. Grasses are browning up. Won't be long now for them. Good morning. Happy dog. Very happy dog this morning. So I can't look at the grass is, the sun is really bright. There's a little catch basin pond over there, and the sun is glinting off it as well. So doubly bright. Today is Saturday. Farmers market's open today. A good day to go try to find some vegetables, but the problem is that it happens during my work hours. I'm not going to take off work hours today. I got to at least try to do the recording for Abby. I need to get that built into my process, built into my schedule. I've got other work that I need to do that's in audio. It's a furious call, but I also have been promising somebody a book for a long time. And I really need to deal with that. I also need to edit Dan Sawyer's stuff, so I got a bunch of audio work to do that would fill in today nicely. Good morning. It'll be a break from standing up at my treadmill desk and stand up at my recording studio instead. I can't read for 3 hours. I just make too many mistakes after the first 90 minutes or so. It's just not worth doing. But if I record for an hour, give me 2 hours to edit, get that done, get it off my plate, that'll be a good morning's work. It would. All right. I made it. Across the street, over the sidewalk, into the side yard, and I'm at the back gate. And as always, when I get to the back gate, that's my cue to say, tomorrow is another day. And I'll talk to you then. I had to make sure it was still running. The thing blanked out on me. It is, so I will talk to you tomorrow.